Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the fortress, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, who were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, "Those who remain, that are left of the captivity there in the province, are in great affliction and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem is in ruins, and its gates are burned with fire." And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat and wept, and mourned for days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of the heavens. And I said, "I beseech thee, Jehovah, God of the heavens, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and keep his commandments. Let now thine ear be attentive, and thine eyes be open to hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee at this time, day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, confessing the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very perversely against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances that thou commandedst thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandedst thy servant Moses, saying, 'If ye act unfaithfully, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if ye return to me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. And they are thy servants, and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who delight to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man." Now I was the king's cupbearer. Nehemiah chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence. And the king said to me, "Why is thy face sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sadness of heart." And I was very sore afraid. And I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lies waste, and its gates are consumed with fire?" And the king said to me, "For what dost thou make request?" So I prayed to the God of the heavens, and I said to the king, "If it please the king, and if thy servant hath found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me to Judah, to the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it." And the king said to me, the queen also sitting by him, "For how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return?" And it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. And I said to the king, "If it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may set me forward till I come into Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertains to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into." And the king granted me, according to the good hand of my God upon me. And I came to the governors beyond the river, and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of a force and horsemen with me, and when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobijah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there had come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. And I came to Jerusalem, and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, and some few men with me, but I told no man what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem, and there was no beast with me except the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the valley gate, even toward the jackal fountain and to the dung gate, and I viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were in ruins, and its gates were consumed with fire. And I went on to the fountain gate, and to the king's pool, and there was no place for the beast under me to pass. And I went up in the night through the valley, and viewed the wall, and turned back and entered by the valley gate and returned. And the rulers did not know whither I went or what I did, for I had not as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. And I said to them, Ye see the distress that we are in, that Jerusalem lies in waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. And I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words which he had said unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. And they strengthened their hands for the good work. And Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobijah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it. And they mocked us, and despised us, and said, What is this thing which ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? And I answered them, and said to them, The God of the heavens, he will prosper us, and we his servants will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Nehemiah chapter 3. And Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They hallowed it, and set up its doors, and they hallowed it even to the tower of Maah, to the tower of Hananeel. And next to them built the men of Jericho, and next to them built Zachar the son of Imri. And the fish gate did the sons of Sana build. They laid its beams, and set up its doors, its locks, and its bars. And next to them repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz. And next to them repaired Meshullam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabiel. And next to them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. And next to them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of the Lord. And the gate of the old wall repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, and Meshullam, the son of Besodiah. They laid its beams, and set up its doors, and its locks, and its bars. And next to them repaired Melatiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Meronothite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, to the seat of the governor on this side the river. Next to them repaired Uzziel the son of Harhiah, of the goldsmiths. And next to him repaired Hananiah of the perfumers. And they left Jerusalem in its state as far as the broad wall. And next to them repaired Rephaiah the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next to them repaired Jediah the son of Haramath, even over against his house. And next to him repaired Hattush the son of Hashabniah. Malchijah the son of Harim, and Hashab the son of Pehath Moab, repaired the second piece, and the tower of the furnaces. And next to them repaired Shalom the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Hanun, and the inhabitants of Zanoah. They built it, and set up its doors, its locks and its bars, and 1,000 cubits of the wall as far as the dung gate. And the dung gate repaired Malchijah the son of Rechab, the chief of the district of Bethhasarim. He built it, and set up its doors, its locks and its bars. And the fountain gate repaired Shalom the son of Kolhoza, the chief of the district of Mizpah. He built it, and covered it, and set up its doors, its locks and its bars, and the wall of the pool of Shelah by the king's garden, and to the stairs that go down from the city of David. And after him repaired Nehemiah the son of Azbuk, the chief of the half-district of Beth-Zur, even over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and to the house of the mighty men. After him repaired the Levites, Rehum the son of Bani. Next to him repaired Hashabiah, the chief of the half-district of Keilah, for his district. After him repaired their brethren, Bavai the son of Henadad, the chief of the half-district of Keilah. And next to him repaired Ezer the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah, a second piece over against the going up to the armory at the angle. After him Baruch the son of Zabai earnestly repaired another piece, from the angle to the entry of the house of Eliashib the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth the son of Urijah, the son of Koz, another piece from the door of the house of Eliashib as far as the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him repaired the priests, the men of the plain of Jordan. After them repaired Benjamin and Hashab over against their house. After them repaired Azariah the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, by his house. After him repaired Binui the son of Henadad another piece, from the house of Azariah to the angle as far as the corner. Palal the son of Uzai over against the angle, and the high tower that lies out from the king's house, which was by the court of the prison. after him Pedaiah the son of Parosh. Now the Nethinim dwelt in Ophel, even over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower which lies out. After him the Tekoites repaired a second piece, over against the great tower which lies out as far as the wall of Ophel. From above the horse gate repaired the priests, every one over against his house. After them repaired Zadok the son of Immer over against his house, and after him repaired also Shemaiah the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan the sixth son of Zalaph, a second piece. After them repaired Meshullam the son of Berechiah over against his chamber. After him repaired Malchijah of the goldsmiths to the place of the Nethinim and of the dealers, over against the gate of Mifkad, and to the ascent of the corner. And between the ascent of the corner and the sheep gate repaired the goldsmiths and the dealers. Nehemiah chapter 4. And it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was angry, and very indignant, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Shall they be permitted to go on? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish when they are burned?" And Tobijah the Ammonite was by him. And he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox went up, it would break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in a land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked the builders. But we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." And it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobijah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being repaired, that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth, and conspired all of them together to come fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Then we prayed to our God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens faileth, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build at the wall." And our adversary said, "They shall not know, neither see, till we come into the midst of them and kill them, and put an end to their work." And it came to pass that when the Jews that dwelt by them came and told us so 10 times, from all the places whence they returned to us, I set in the lower places behind the wall in exposed places, I even set the people according to their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and rose up, and said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, "Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses." And it came to pass that when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and that God had defeated their counsel, we returned all of us to the wall, every one to his work. And from that time forth the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held the spears, and the shields, and the bows, and the corslets, and the captains were behind all the house of Judah. They that built on the wall, and they that bore burdens, with those that loaded, wrought in the work with one hand, and with the other they held a weapon. And the builders had every one his sword girded by his side, and built. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, "The work is great and extended, and we are scattered upon the wall, one far from another. In what place ye hear the sound of the trumpet, thither shall ye assemble to us. Our God will fight for us." And we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the dawn till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time I said to the people, "Let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and be for labor in the day." And neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard that followed me, none of us put off our garments. Every one had his weapon on his right side. Nehemiah chapter 5. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews. And there were that said, "We, our sons and our daughters, are many, and we must procure corn that we may eat and live. And there were that said, We have had to pledge our fields and our vineyards and our houses that we might procure corn in the dearth. And there were that said, We have borrowed money for the king's tribute upon our fields and vineyards, yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And behold, we must bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in the power of our hand to redeem them, for other men have our fields and our vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. And I consulted with myself, and I remonstrated with the nobles of the rulers, and said to them, Ye exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said to them, We, according to our ability, have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, who were sold to the nations. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? And they were silent and found no answer. And I said, The thing that ye do is not good. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God, so as not to be the reproach of the nations, our enemies? I also, my brethren and my servants, we might exact usury of them, money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them this very day their fields, their vineyards, their olive gardens, and their houses, also the 100th part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil that ye have exacted of them. And they said, We will restore them, and we will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou hast said. And I called the priests, and I took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shake out every man from his house and from his earnings that performeth not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen. And they praised Jehovah, and the people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten bread of the governor. But the former governors that were before me had been chargeable to the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants bore rule over the people. But I did not so, because of the fear of God. Yea, also I applied myself to this work of the wall, and we bought no fields, and all my servants were gathered thither for the work, and there were at my table 150 of the Jews and the rulers, besides those that came to us from among the nations that were about us. And that which was prepared daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, once in 10 days all sorts of wine in abundance. Yet for all this I demanded not the bread of the governor, for the service was heavy upon this people. Remember me, my God, for good all that I have done for this people. Nehemiah chapter 6. And it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobijah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left in it, though at that time I had not set up the doors in the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, Come, let us meet together in the villages of the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? And they sent to me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them in the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant to me in this manner the 5th time, with an open letter in his hand, in which was written, It is reported among the nations, and Geshemu says it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, and according to these words thou wilt become their king. And thou also hast appointed prophets to proclaim concerning thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah. And now it will be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. And I sent to him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all would have made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be slackened from the work, that it be not carried out. Now therefore strengthen my hands. And I came to the house of Shemaiah the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who had shut himself up.
And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill thee. Even in the night are they coming to kill thee.
And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, could go into the temple and live? I will not go in.
And I perceived, and behold, God had not sent him, for he pronounced this prophecy against me, and Tobijah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have wherewith to spread an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, remember Tobijah and Sanballat according to these their works, and also the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who would have put me to fear.
So the wall was finished on the 25th of Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard it, all the nations that were about us were afraid, and were much cast down in their own eyes, and they perceived that this work was wrought by our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobijah, and those of Tobijah came to them. For there were many in Judah sworn to him, for he was a son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Arah. And his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam the son of Berechiah. Also they spoke of his good deeds before me, and reported my words to him, and Tobijah sent letters to put me in fear.
Nehemiah chapter 7.
And it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, that the doorkeepers and the singers and the Levites were appointed. And I gave my brother Hanani, and Hananiah the ruler of the citadel, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And I said to them that the gates of Jerusalem should not be opened until the sun was hot, and that they should shut the doors and bar them while they stood by, and that there should be appointed watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people in it were few, and no houses were built. And my God put into my heart to gather together the nobles, and the rulers, and the people, for registration by genealogy. And I found a genealogical register of those that had come up at the first, and I found written in it, These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away, and who came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one to his city, those who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rehemiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehum, Baana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parosh, 2,172, the children of Shephatiah, 372, the children of Arah, 652, the children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the children of Elam, 1,254, the children of Zattu, 845, the children of Zachai, 760, the children of Binui, 648, the children of Bebai, 628, the children of Azgad, 2,322, the children of Adonikam, 667, the children of Bigvai, 2,067, the children of Aden, 655, the children of Ater of the family of Hezekiah, 98, the children of Hashem, 328, the children of Bezai, 324, the children of Harif, 112, the children of Gibeon, 95, the men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188, the men of Anathoth, 128, the men of Beth Asmaveth, 42, the men of Kirjath Jearim, Shepherah, and Beeroth, 743, the men of Ramah and Geba, 621, the men of Michmas, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 123, the men of the other Nebo, 52, the children of the other Elam, 1,254, the children of Harim, 320, the children of Jericho, 345, the children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721, the children of Seneah, 3,930. The priests, the children of Jedaiah of the house of Jeshua, 973, the children of Immer, 1052, the children of Pashur, 1247, the children of Harim, 1017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and of Kadmiel, of the children of Hodvah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The doorkeepers, the children of Shalom, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akab, the children of Hatita, the children of Shobai, 138. The Nethinim, the children of Ziha, the children of Hasuphah, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Kiros, the children of Sia, the children of Padon, the children of Labana, the children of Hagabah, the children of Salmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gehar, the children of Reiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nakoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Phasiah, the children of Besai, the children of Meunim, the children of Nephishesim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakufah, the children of Harher, the children of Baslith, the children of Mahida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Thema, the children of Naziah, the children of Hatifah. The children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perida, the children of Jaelah, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hatil, the children of Bokath-Hazabaim, the children of Ammon, all the Nethinim and the children of Solomon's servants, 392. And these are they that went up from Talmelah, Talharsha, Cherub-Adon, and Immer. But they could not show their father's house nor their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobijah, the children of Nakoda, 642. And of the priests, the children of Hobiah, the children of Kaz, the children of Barzillai, who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called after their name. These sought their genealogical register, but it was not found. Therefore were they, as polluted, removed from the priesthood. And the Tirshatha said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up the priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,360, besides their servants and their maids, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, the camels 435, the asses 6,720. And some of the chief fathers gave to the work. The Tirshatha gave to the treasure 1,000 darics of gold, 50 basins, 530 priests' coats. And some of the chief fathers gave to the treasure of the work 20,000 darics of gold and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 darics of gold and 2,000 pounds of silver and 67 priests' coats. And the priests, and the Levites, and the doorkeepers, and the singers, and some of the people, and the Nethinim, and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, and the children of Israel were in their cities.
Nehemiah chapter 8.
All the people gathered together as one man to the open place that was before the water gate. And they spoke to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Jehovah had commanded Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read in it before the open place that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, in presence of the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a high stage of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkijah, and Maaseiah on his right hand, and on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malchijah, and Hashem, and Hashbadana, Zechariah, Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Jehovah, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, amen. with lifting up of their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped Jehovah with their faces to the ground. And Jeshua, and Bani, and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbathai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. And they read in the law of God distinctly out of the book, and they gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, that is, the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that explained to the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to Jehovah your God. Mourn not, nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. And he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For the day is holy to our Lord, and be not grieved, for the joy of Jehovah is your strength." And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy, neither be grieved." And all the people went their way, to eat and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great rejoicing, for they had understood the words that were declared to them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, to Ezra the scribe, even to gain wisdom as to the words of the law. And they found written in the law which Jehovah had commanded through Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim throughout all their cities and at Jerusalem, saying, "Go forth to the mount, and fetch olive branches, and wild olive branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written." And the people went forth and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the open space of the water gate, and in the open space of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that had come back from the captivity made booths, and dwelt in the booths. For since the days of Jeshua the son of Nun, until that day, had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. And they observed the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according to the ordinance. Nehemiah chapter 9. And on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, and with sackcloths, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of Jehovah their God a fourth part of the day, and a fourth part they confessed and worshipped Jehovah their God. Then stood up upon the platform of the Levites Jeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunni, Sherebiah, Bani, Chenani, and cried with a loud voice to Jehovah their God. And the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, Pethiah, said, "Stand up, bless Jehovah your God from eternity to eternity, and let men bless the name of thy glory, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou art the same, thou alone, Jehovah, who hast made the heaven of heavens, and all their host, the earth and all that is therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou quickenest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the same, Jehovah Elohim, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it to his seed. And thou hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And thou sawest the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and didst show signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants, and upon all the people of his land, for thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them, and thou didst make thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, and they went through the midst of the sea on dry ground, and their pursuers thou threwest into the depths, as a stone into the mighty waters. And thou leddest them in the day by a pillar of cloud, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. And thou camest down on Mount Sinai, and didst speak with them from the heavens, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And thou madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and prescribedst for them commandments and statutes and a law through Moses thy servant. And thou gavest them bread from the heavens for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and didst say to them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hadst sworn to give to them. But they, our fathers, dealt proudly, and hardened their neck, and hearkened not to thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were they mindful of thy wonders which thou hadst done among them, but hardened their neck, and in their rebellion made a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great loving kindness, and thou forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy God which brought thee up out of Egypt, and they had wrought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from over them by day to lead them on the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing, their clothes grew not old, and their feet swelled not. And thou gavest them kingdoms and peoples, and didst divide them by countries, and they possessed the land of Sihon, as well as the land of the king of Heshbon, as the land of Og, the king of Bashan. And their children thou didst multiply as the stars of heaven, and thou broughtest them into the land concerning which thou didst say to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. And the children went in, and possessed the land, and thou subduedst before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands, both their kings and the peoples of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all good things, wells digged, vineyards and olive gardens, and fruit trees in abundance. And they did eat and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. But they were disobedient, and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets who testified against them to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. And thou gavest them into the hand of their oppressors, and they oppressed them. And in the time of their distress, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from the heavens, and according to thy manifold mercies thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their oppressors. But when they had rest, they did evil again before thee, and thou didst leave them in the hand of their enemies, and they had dominion over them. And again they cried unto thee, and thou heardest them from the heavens, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies. And thou testifiedst against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. But they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thine ordinances, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And they withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. And many years didst thou forbear with them, and testifiedst against them by thy Spirit through thy prophets, but they would not give ear, and thou gavest them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy manifold mercy's sake, thou didst not make a full end of them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. And now, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and loving kindness, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us and on our kings and our princes and on our priests and on our prophets and on our fathers and on all thy people since the days of the kings of Assyria unto this day. But thou art just in all that is come upon us, for thou hast acted according to truth, and we have done wickedly. And our kings, our princes, our priests, and our fathers have not performed thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. And they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land that thou didst set before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are bondmen in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. And they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, our Levites, and our priests are at the sealing.
Nehemiah chapter 10. And at the head of those that sealed were Nehemiah the Tirshatha, the son of Hakaliah, and Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshullam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maaziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah. These were the priests. And the Levites, Jeshua the son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brethren, Shebaniah, Hodijah, Kelita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodijah, Bani, Beninu. The chief of the people, Parosh, Pehath-Moab, Elam, Zathu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bebai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Atter, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodijah, Hashum, Bezai, Harif, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshullam, Hazir, Meshezabiel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Aniah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaseiah, and Ahijah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, Baana. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the doorkeepers, the singers, the Nethinim, and all they that had separated themselves from the peoples of the lands to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, every one having knowledge and having understanding, joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in the law of God which had been given by Moses the servant of God, and to keep and do all the commandments of Jehovah our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters to the peoples of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons, and that if the peoples of the land brought their wares or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, we would not take it of them on the Sabbath, or on any holy day, and that we would leave the land uncultivated the seventh year, and the exaction of every debt. And we made ordinances for us, to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the bread to be set in rows, and for the continual oblation, and for the continual burnt offering, for that of the Sabbaths and of the new moons, for the set feasts and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God according to our fathers' houses, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of Jehovah our God as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our land, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees, year by year to the house of Jehovah, and the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and to bring the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks to the house of our God, to the priests that minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the firstfruits of our coarse meal and our heave offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, new wine and oil, to the priests into the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground to the Levites, that they, the Levites, should take the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites, when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, into the chambers of the treasure house.
For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the heave offering of the corn, of the new wine and the oil, into the chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the doorkeepers and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God.
Nehemiah chapter 11.
And the princes of the people dwelt in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots, to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts in the cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell in Jerusalem. And these are the chiefs of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possession in their cities, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinim, and the children of Solomon's servants. And in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin. Of the children of Judah, Athaiah the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalaleel, of the children of Pharez, and Maaseiah the son of Baruch, the son of Kolhoze, the son of Haziah, the son of Adiah, the son of Joiarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shiloni. All the children of Pharez that dwelt in Jerusalem were 468 valiant men. And these are the children of Benjamin: Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Isaiah, and after him Gabai, Salai, 928. And Joel the son of Zichri was their overseer, and Judah the son of Senua was second over the city. Of the priests, Jediah the son of Joiarib, Jachin, Seraiah the son of Hilkijah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and their brethren that did the work of the house, 822, and Adiah the son of Jehoram, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and his brethren, chief fathers, 242. And Amasai the son of Azareel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshillemoth, the son of Immer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128, and their overseer was Zabdiel the son of Gedolim. And of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashab, the son of Azikram, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, and Shabbathai and Jozabad, of the chiefs of the Levites, who were over the outward work of the house of God. And Mattaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, who was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer, and Bakbukiah, the second among his brethren, and Abda the son of Shammuah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and all the Levites in the holy city were 284. And the doorkeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren, that kept the watch at the gates, were 272. And the residue of Israel, the priests and the Levites, were all in the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. And the Nethinim dwelt in Ophel, and Zihah and Gispah were over the Nethinim. And the overseer of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzzi the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph, the singers, for the work of the house of God. For it was the king's commandment concerning them, and there was a settled portion for the singers, due for each day. And Pethahiah the son of Meshezabeel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And as to the hamlets in their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt in Kirjath Arba and its dependent villages, and in Dibon and its dependent villages, and in Jekabzeel and its dependent villages, and in Jeshua, and in Moladah, and in Bethphelet, and in Hazar Shual, and in Beersheba and its dependent villages, and in Ziklag, and in Makona and its dependent villages, and in Enrimmon, and in Zorah, and in Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and their hamlets, in Lachish and its fields, in Azekah and its dependent villages, and they encamped from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. And the children of Benjamin from Geba dwelt in Michmash and Aija and Bethel, and their dependent villages, and Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nabalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of craftsmen. And of the Levites there were divisions of Judah dwelling in Benjamin.
Nehemiah chapter 12.
And these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Iddo, Ginnathoi, Abijah, Mijamin, Maadiah, Bilgar, Shemaiah, Joarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkijah, Jediah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Jeshua. And the Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, Mattaniah, who was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren, and Bakbukiah and Unni, their brethren, were over against them as watches. And Jeshua begot Jehoiakim, and Jehoiakim begot Eliashib, and Eliashib begot Joiada, and Joiada begot Jonathan, and Jonathan begot Jaddua. And in the days of Joiakim were priests, chief fathers, of Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Amariah, Johanan, of Melichu, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Merioth, Helkai, of Iddo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Miniamin and Moadiah, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shamua, of Shemaiah, Jehonathan, and of Joiarib, Mattani, of Jediah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkijah, Hashabiah, of Jediah, Nethaneel. Of the Levites, the chief fathers were recorded in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, and Johanan, and Jaddua, and the priests until the reign of Darius the Persian. The children of Levi, the chief fathers, were recorded in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Johanan the son of Eliashib. And the chief Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David the man of God, ward over against ward. Mattaniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, Akkub were doorkeepers keeping the ward at the storehouses of the gates. These were in the days of Joiakim the son of Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places, to bring them to Jerusalem, to hold the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, with cymbals, lutes, and harps. And the children of the singers were assembled, both from the plain of Jordan round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of the Netophathites, also from Beth Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmaveth. For the singers had built themselves hamlets round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people, and the gates, and the wall. And I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed two great choirs and processions, on the right hand upon the wall towards the dung gate. And after them went Hoshea, and half the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah and Benjamin, and Shemaiah and Jeremiah, and certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, Zechariah the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachor, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah and Azareel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nethaneel, and Judah, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David the man of God, and Ezra the scribe before them. And at the fountain gate, and over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the ascent of the wall, above the house of David, even to the water gate eastward. And the second choir went in the opposite direction upon the wall, and I after them. And the half of the people, from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even to the broad wall, and from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the gate of the old wall, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Hananeel, and the tower of Maah, even to the sheep gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. And both choirs stood in the house of God, and I, and the half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, Hananiah, with trumpets, and Maaseiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzi, and Jehohanan, and Malchijah, and Elam, and Ezer. And the singers sang loud, and Jizrahiah was their overseer. And that day they offered great sacrifices, and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. and also the women and the children rejoiced, and the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time men were appointed over the chambers of the treasures for the heave offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions assigned by the law for the priests and the Levites, for Judah rejoiced over the priests and over the Levites that waited. And, with the singers and the doorkeepers, they kept the ward of their God, and the ward of the purification, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For of old, in the days of David and Asaph, there were the chiefs of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgivings to God. And all Israel, in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the doorkeepers every day what was needed, and they consecrated things for the Levites, and the Levites consecrated for the children of Aaron.
Nehemiah chapter 13.
On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and there was found written in it that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and with water, and had hired Balaam against them to curse them. But our God turned the curse into blessing. And it came to pass, when they heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib the priest, who had the oversight of the chambers of the house of our God, a kinsman of Tobijah, had prepared for him a great chamber, where formerly they laid the oblations, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine and the oil, which was commanded for the Levites and the singers and the doorkeepers, and the heave offerings of the priests. And during all that time I was not at Jerusalem. For in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king of Babylon I came to the king, and after some time I obtained leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem, and observed the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobijah, in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me much, and I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobijah out of the chamber. And I commanded, and they purified the chambers. And thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God, the oblation and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given, and that the Levites and the singers that did the work had fled every one to his field. Then I contended with the rulers, and said, "Why is the house of God forsaken?" And I gathered them together, and set them in their place. And all Judah brought the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the oil into the storehouses. And I made storekeepers over the storehouses, Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah, and subordinate to them, Hanan the son of Zachor, the son of Mattaniah, for they were esteemed faithful, and their office was to distribute to their brethren. Remember me, O God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds which I have done for the house of my God, and for the charges thereof. In those days I saw in Judah some treading winepresses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, and lading them on asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, and they brought them into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I protested in the day on which they sold the victuals. Men of Tyre also dwelt therein, who brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold it on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. And I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said to them, "What evil thing is this which ye do, profaning the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus? And did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? And ye will bring more wrath against Israel by profaning the Sabbath." And it came to pass, when it began to be dark in the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and I commanded that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And I set some of my servants at the gates, so that no burden should be brought in on the Sabbath day. And the dealers and the sellers of all kind of ware passed the night without Jerusalem once or twice. And I testified against them, and said to them, "Why do ye pass the night before the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you." From that time forth they came not on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates, to hallow the Sabbath day. Remember this also for me, my God, and spare me according to thy great loving kindness. In those days also I saw Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spoke half in the language of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and adjured them by God, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among the many nations there was no king like him who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. But even him did foreign wives cause to sin. And should we hearken to you to do all this great evil, to act unfaithfully to our God by marrying foreign wives? And one of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite, and I chased him from me. Remember them, my God, for they are polluters of the priesthood, and of the covenant of the priesthood, and of the Levites. And I purified them from all foreigners, and appointed the charges of the priests and the Levites, every one in his service, and for the wood offering, at times appointed, and for the firstfruits. Remember me, O my God, for good.